Bachelor till grade 12 level. My name is Magwala MP, a history educator at Mahlamele High School in the Bella Circuit in Mopani West District. Our topic tonight is SA options on the end of the Cold War and a new world order. This topic is going to be assessed as a question 6 essay in paper 2. On Sunday, we were taught the content in this topic, which you will use to respond to the essay question that you will be asked. By now, I believe you are well acquainted with how you are expected to respond to it. The approach is the same. The way you should respond to the essay question is the same and is determined by the instruction verbs used. So, it is important to note that tonight we are responding to the last essay question, which is question 6 of paper 2. Just like in the other essays which preceded this one, we still emphasize that when you respond to an essay question, you should always remember that your essay responds to the question posed. Without the paragraph, in other words, you take a line of argument in the introduction, which is your first paragraph, and you sustain your line of argument in the different paragraphs of the essay. That is the body. And then you tie up your line of argument with a convincing last paragraph, which is your conclusion. We continue to emphasize that when you write an essay, you can never write an essay without using the Peel method. P-E-E-L. It stands for point, explain, evidence, link. In other words, you should make your point, explain your point, provide evidence to support your point, link your paragraphs so that your essay is logical and coherent. Now, let me explain further how you can go about responding to an essay question properly. Read the essay question carefully so that you can understand the focus. Read the essay question carefully so that you can understand the focus. Underline the instruction verb, the question focus, the direction given to the content focus. That is the context of the content and also the time frames. The essay should be written in chronological order. That is the order in which the events unfolded. Again, let me emphasize that we have already mentioned that your introduction should be a direct response to the question, and that here you are expected to take a stance and then use evidence to support your stance. Do not use the personal pronoun I when you write an essay. Do not use the personal pronoun I. Instead of saying, I think that, you can say, it is argued that. Instead of saying, I agree that, you can say, it is agreed that. Do not use the personal pronoun I. Do not call historical figures by their first name. Don't refer to, for example, Nelson Mandela as Nelson, or refer to Cyril Ramaphosa as Cyril. That is not acceptable when you write an essay. Do not call historical figures by their first names. Also, do not use headings or subheadings when writing an essay. Do not write in point form. Do not use bullets when answering essay. Do not use etc. or etc. when giving examples, because doing this only serves as an indication that you do not know any more examples. Do not use etc. or etc. when giving examples in your essay, because if you do this, it will only serve as an indication that you don't know any more examples. Now, let us look at the three types of essay questions, and they are phrased in the following ways. Firstly, we have a do you agree with the statement question. We have a do you agree with the statement question. Here, a statement will be given and candidate will be asked to take a stance. When you respond to this type of a question, start by agree, or it is agreed, or it is agreeable. Like I already mentioned, don't say I agree, because personal pronouns are not acceptable. If you agree with the statement, you say agree, or it is agreed, or it is agreeable. And if you do not agree with the statement, you say disagree, or it is disagreed, or it is disagreeable. So that is how you start to respond to this type of and question and action verb. Then the second one, we have a critically discussed question. We have a critically discussed question. Here, you should respond by providing evidence which support the statement, and also evidence that contradict the statement, and then conclude by basing your argument on the most important factors that justify your support for the statement or your disagreement with the statement. Because this question says critically discuss. When you critically discuss, it means you look on the factors for, and then you also look on the factors against. So when you respond to this type of question, provide evidence for and also evidence against. Write the evidence which support the statement, and also write the evidence which is contradicting the statement or which is in disagreement with the statement, and then conclude by basing your argument on the most important factors that justifies your support for the statement or your disagreement with the statement. Then the last one is explain to what extent question. Explain to what extent. When you respond to this type of question, start by indicating whether it is to a larger extent or greater extent. If you don't want to say larger extent, you can say greater extent. Or whether it is to a lesser extent. Now, let us look at a typical essay question based on our question focus, which is the impact of Gorbachev's reforms on the Soviet Union and South Africa. We look at a typical essay question based on our question focus, which is the impact of Gorbachev's reforms on the Soviet Union and South Africa, and see how the Peel method is applied. I will read the question, the typical essay question, and then you see how you can respond to such a question. This is the essay question. Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1989, which had a direct impact on South African politics. Do you agree with the statement? Support your line of argument with the relevant evidence. I repeat our question. Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1989, which had a direct impact on South African politics. Do you agree with the statement? Support your line of argument with relevant evidence. Let us look at how you would go about answering the essay question, which has just been prepared. First, unpack the question. Unpack the question by underlining the keyword. Unpack the question by underlining the keyword. Here, we are going to underline Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of, then we underline also Glasnost and Perestroika. Then we underline disintegration. Then we underline Soviet Union. And we underline 1989. And we underline impact. And we underline South African politics. Mikhail Gorbachev's policies, Glasnost, Perestroika, disintegration, Soviet Union, 1989, impact, South African politics. You unpack the question by underlining the keywords. Those are the keywords which we have underlined. Secondly, decide whether you agree or disagree with the statement. My dear learners, welcome back to the lesson. We were still on the second step after unpacking the question by underlining the keyword. Then I was saying the second step, decide whether you agree or disagree with the statement. You should take a line of argument and demonstrate how you intend backing up your line of argument. Demonstrate how you intend supporting your line of argument. Then the third step, write down as many reasons or pieces of evidence to develop your argument. Write down as many reasons or pieces of evidence that will develop your argument. When you do this, refer to the Peel method. Refer to the Peel method. Remember, the Peel method is you make a point, then you explain your point, then you provide evidence to support your point, and then you link your paragraphs. Before we go to step by step of writing the essay, explaining what happens in the introduction, what happens in the body, and what happens in the conclusion, because on the first step, they said, write as many reasons or pieces of evidence to develop your argument. Let's check the key points that we underlined and see the kind of reason or pieces of evidence that we can use to develop our argument. Firstly, they say Mikhail Gorbachev's policies. What were those policies? The policies were glasnost and perestroika. Then, the evidence that you can write, you must write more about what happened in perestroika or what is perestroika. And then you can also write more on glasnost and what happened in glasnost. Otherwise, if you are going to write about Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika, and you don't have evidence under these two policies to support your argument, then you will not be able to do well in your essay. So, to remind you, let's check what happened in glasnost and perestroika. We know that Mikhail Gorbachev introduced political and economic policies of perestroika and glasnost. So let us start with perestroika. Perestroika was a policy introduced by Gorbachev to restructure the economy and the political system of the Soviet Union. Perestroika allowed aspects of capitalism back to the economy of the Soviet Union. You will remember that the Soviet Union was using communism. Communism did not allow aspects of capitalism because communism is about state control. All the resources of the country are owned by the state in communism. But in capitalism, all the economic resources of the country are owned by private individuals. So, Mikhail Gorbachev, when he introduced perestroika, he allowed aspects of capitalism back into the economy of the Soviet Union. Private businesses were allowed to engage in foreign trade. Foreign investments were allowed. Smaller businesses could now be privately owned. The state companies that were failing were closed down. There was also political restructuring. There was reduction in military spending. The Soviet Union also withdrew their army from the war in Afghanistan. There was also a withdrawal of funding for the liberation movement, the left-wing liberation movement, such as the African National Congress. You will remember that the Soviet Union financed or supported the African National Congress and other liberation movements throughout the world financially. They gave them moral support, they gave them financial support, they gave them training, military training, they supplied them with weapons. So they withdrew this funding through perestroika. The policy of perestroika withdrew this funding. So perestroika also stamped out corruption in the Soviet Union. So these are some of the facts that you will discuss under the policy of perestroika. And after that, you will discuss the policy of glasnost. Then under glasnost, this was a policy that was introduced by Gorbachev to bring about a more open, transparent, and consultative government, which allowed for greater freedom in the Soviet Union. We say transparency because in communism, there was no transparency, and opposition parties were not allowed, and people were not allowed freedom of speech. They were not allowed to criticize the government. So by introducing glasnost, Gorbachev made the government of the Soviet Union to be more open, more transparent, and more consultative. This allowed for greater freedom in the Soviet Union. Freedom of speech was allowed. There was also more media freedom, meaning that journalists could write what they like about the government. They could criticize the government. People were allowed to criticize the government policies, which would lead to the end of corruption in the government. Because when people speak out about the corruption which is in the government, then the government reduces their act of corruption. And this ultimately brings corruption to an end. That is what happened under glasnost. So, through glasnost, Gorbachev allowed for elections within the socialist framework, meaning that even opposition parties were allowed to participate in elections. Thousands of political prisoners were released. Those who were arrested because they were against the government or they were criticizing the government. So they were now released because of glasnost. This is what you will write under Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika. Led to the disintegration. Led to the disintegration. Then here, on the disintegration part, you will cite examples that in Eastern Europe, countries such as Poland, East Germany, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, and so on. So these countries, they were under the control of the Soviet Union. So when glasnost and perestroika were introduced, these countries started to revolt against the Soviet Union, and they demanded more self-control, which led to communist government in Eastern Europe to be deposed or to be removed, and they were replaced by the government of the people or the leaders who were elected by the people in those Eastern European countries. Then all these events happened in 1989. 1989 is when the Soviet Union collapsed. And then this had a direct impact on South African politics. What happened in South Africa? In the same year, 1989, F.W. de Klerk became the president of South Africa. when he became the president of South Africa, he announced that all political parties are unbanned, referring to the African National Congress, to the South African Communist Party, to the Pan-Africanist Congress, and other political parties. Why did he unban these political parties and also release the political prisoners, such as Nelson Mandela? Because of the impact of Glasnost, Perestroika, and the disintegration of the Soviet Union. Because it has been stated there that the Soviet Union no longer supported the African National Congress financially. And the United States of America no longer saw the reason of supporting the apartheid government financially, because the apartheid government was supported by the United States of America to help the apartheid government to stop communism from coming to South Africa through the African National Congress, which was supported by the Soviet Union, which was communist. So de Klerk was instructed by the Western powers, more especially the United States of America, that they should now introduce political reforms. So the F.W. de Klerk had no choice. He unbanned political parties. He released political prisoners, amongst them Nelson Mandela, and then he introduced political reforms. Then ultimately, South Africa had democratic elections on the 27th April 1994. So these are the evidence. This is the evidence that you need to have in your essay, which you are going to provide in your argument. Then let's look at how you will go about introducing all this evidence, because we said in step number 2, you decide whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Then you should demonstrate how you intend backing up your line of argument. Write down as many reasons or pieces of evidence to develop your argument. So all this, what I was saying, is some of those reasons and evidence that you are going to use in your essay. Now let us look at the step-by-step guide on how to write a good essay using the evidence that I've just highlighted. Step 1, you should write an introduction and make sure that in the introduction you make your point. Write an introduction and make sure that in this introduction, in this first paragraph, you must make your point. So let's see how we can make our point. It is agreed, because the question said, do you agree with the statement? Support your line of argument with relevant evidence. Then in your introduction, you say, it is agreed that Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1989. It's important to write 1989 because it was underlined there. In 1989, which had a direct impact on South African politics. The apartheid regime was forced to negotiate with liberation organizations like the African National Congress, which also realized that it could no longer rely on the Soviet Union for support. So, if we try and unpack this introduction, you will see that in the introduction, we have taken a stand. We have decided that we agree with the statement. We have decided that we agree with the statement. And then we also demonstrate how we intend to back up our line of argument by indicating that the apartheid government was forced to negotiate because the United States of America forced the apartheid government to negotiate with the liberation organization. And also that the African National Congress also was forced to negotiate because the Soviet Union was no longer going to support the ANC financially and militarily so. We have already made our point in the introduction. Our point is that we agree that Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1989. And we also agree that this had a direct impact on South African politics, and that the apartheid government was forced to negotiate because of the United States of America, which could no longer support the apartheid regime. And the African National Congress also was forced to negotiate because the Soviet Union could no longer support them financially. Step two. Explain the first point by using events that you listed down. Because we said we are going to list as many reasons and pieces of evidence to develop your argument. Explain the first one. All right? Then, in this paragraph, we explain what we mean by saying glasnost and perestroika led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union. So we are supporting that point which we made in the introduction. Because Peel says, make your point, and then it says, explain your point. So we're going to explain our point. Glasnost refers to a greater degree of democracy and freedom from state control. It means that now the people in the Soviet Union now had a greater degree of democracy and freedom from the state control. And perestroika refers to the restructuring and reshaping of the Soviet Union's economy to limit state control. A few Soviet-controlled Eastern European countries took advantage of these policy changes and demanded reforms. A few Soviet-controlled Eastern European countries took advantage of these policy changes in what? In glasnost and perestroika, and demanded reforms. Then, step three, you provide evidence to substantiate your line of argument. The collapse of communism in the Soviet Union in 1989 meant that the apartheid regime could no longer use communism to justify its actions against the various liberation organizations in South Africa. In addition, the ANC could no longer rely on the Soviet Union for economic and military support because glasnost and perestroika were implemented. Socialism was not an option for the ANC This resulted in both the apartheid regime and the ANC in exile to start a process of negotiations about the future of South Africa. To explain this paragraph, it means that the apartheid government, all the time, in order to get support from the United States of America and other Western powers, such as France and Britain, they used the fear of communism that the African National Congress wanted to bring communism from the Soviet Union into South Africa. So the USA and other Western powers always helped the apartheid government militarily, by weapons, by finance, to keep the apartheid government strong, not to be defeated by the African National Congress and other liberation organizations. Because the apartheid government was preventing communism from coming into South Africa. In other words, was preventing the Soviet Union from taking control in South Africa. So, when the Soviet Union collapsed and became democratic and adopted capitalism through perestroika and glasnost, the United States of America saw no reason to support the apartheid government anymore. So they said to the apartheid government, bring reforms in South Africa. That is why de Klerk introduced the reform. On the other side, the African National Congress also could not continue fighting against the apartheid government because their support, which was the Soviet Union, giving them financial support, military support, was no longer prepared to do that. Because glasnost and perestroika said, we are no longer going to spend in financing liberation movement. So they were also left with no choice but to enter into negotiations with the apartheid government. That is the impact which glasnost and perestroika had on South Africa. Then let's go to step number four. Now, when you have listed all these points to support the stance that you have taken, link your paragraphs. Link this paragraph to the next paragraph by making reference to another event. That is each paragraph, one event. Then the other paragraph, another event. Then link your paragraph, making a point, supporting your point. Then when you go to the other paragraph, you make another point. Then you support the point, and then you link your paragraph like that. Then on the fourth paragraph, the outcome of the Battle of Quito Carnaval forced the apartheid regime to negotiate with the communists over the independence of Namibia. This served as a stimulus for both the ANC and the apartheid regime to negotiate about South Africa's political future. Can you see that? This is another point. It's no longer that point where the United States of America said, we will no longer finance the apartheid government. And it is no longer that point where the ANC said, we are forced to negotiate with the apartheid government because the Soviet Union is no longer prepared to support us financially and militarily. So this is another point for another paragraph the outcome of the Battle of Cueto Carnaval, forced the apartheid government to negotiate with the communists over the independence of Namibia. This served as a stimulus for both the ANC and the apartheid regime to negotiate about South Africa's political future. At the Battle of Cueto Carnaval, you will remember that the South African Defense Force was attacking the ANC bases, the ANC army bases in Angola. Then there was a battle between the South African Defense Force and the FAPLA forces, that is the army of the MPLA in Angola. Then in that battle, the South African Defense Force were defeated. Then it was proven to themselves and also to the African National Congress that the South African Defense Force were not such a powerful army. Then they realized that because we have been defeated, it means that if we continue fighting, we might be embarrassed further. So that in itself made the South African government to bring democracy, to bring the fighting between the liberation movements and themselves to an end. They started by negotiating the independence of Namibia. At that time, Namibia was known as Southwest Africa. So they negotiated that that country, which was under South Africa, should now become independent. That was in a way bringing reforms. It is the impact of what? Of Glasnost and Perestroika on South Africa. And the ANC as well was forced to negotiate with the apartheid government. So this is how you must discuss one point in a paragraph, provide evidence to back it up, then go to another paragraph, bring another point, then provide evidence to support it, then go to the third paragraph, bring another point, and so on and so on, and then linking your paragraphs like that until you arrive at the conclusion. Remember, to include other events that you have in your list and to complete the body of your essay, you must always remember to use linking words or phrases. What kind of words are these when you link your paragraphs? By linking words or phrases, we are referring to words such as furthermore, moreover, however, in addition, as a result, this led to. So these are kind of phrases and linking words that you must use in your paragraph and also when you link the paragraphs. Then you come to the conclusion. This is the last paragraph of your essay. In this last paragraph, remember to tie up your line of argument and re-emphasize whether you agree or disagree that Mikhail Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika led to the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1989, which had a direct impact on South African politics. When you conclude, use words such as indeed or in the final analysis or in conclusion or conclusively or overall to show that now you are wrapping up your essay and you are in the final part of your essay, like in this way. Conclusively, Gorbachev's policies of glasnost and perestroika played a significant role in the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1989, which served as a stimulus to transform the political landscape in South Africa. Then, if you unpack your essay like this, and then you use the pill method, and you link your paragraphs like that, then you will be able to write a very good essay. Remember, when you attempt to answer the essay question, keep the following in mind. Do not use headings. Do not use bulleted points. Ensure that you write in full sentences. Do not forget to sustain your line of argument throughout the essay. And remember to use the pill method. And again, do not use the personal pronoun I. Instead of saying I think that, you can say it is argued that. Instead of saying I agree that, you can say it is agreed that. And do not call historical figures by their first names. Don't refer to Nelson Mandela as Nelson or to Cyril Ramaphosa as Cyril. So you must also not use etc. when you are giving your examples. Write all your examples in full, because if you write etc., that will only serve as an indication that you do not know any more examples. My dear learners, this brings us to the end of our tonight's lesson. Until we meet next time, good luck in your exam. I wish you all the best.